Here's a look at three FA Cup games through different lenses. I like to use these as a catch-up as well. There's no point anymore bringing Dan Hewitt onto lower league when we're trying to focus on the top of the Championship, because it's been a long time since West Brom have had any interest in the top of the Championship, Dan. It's off the back of a nil-nil last night that they pulled out the bag against Birmingham City. It's fair to say the FA Cup is not the top of any West Bromwich Albion priority list at this point because the season has fallen apart.
Give two shits, mate, to be honest. No. If you had me on just to abuse me, then should we carry on or
I'm not abusing you. I'm just stating some facts, and then you're going to speak.
no, we I honestly I please if anyone at West Bromwich Albion's listening, just play. I'll play on Saturday. I don't try and win. Whatever you do, don't win against Norwich on Saturday. That is the biggest distraction, is the biggest waste of time. We don't need an FA Cup run. We would need that like a hole in the foot.
What's gone so emphatically wrong? Why don't you need an FA Cup run?
Oh God. Is this therapy? Are you going to charge me for this? It feels like therapy.
Let's see where we end up. Let's see where we end up. I like the fact that you also went through the previous round on penalties. So to be clear
No.
about this, what this means is for listeners who may not be au fait with this, that West Bromwich Albion have not won a game of association football since the 29th of December.
Merry Christmas.
That was the first win for a couple before then, and there weren't that many other wins going all
No.
the way back to the end of November. So this has been a long run with, I think it's two wins in about 14 or 15, yes?
Yeah. Look, but essentially, a few things have happened. I'll try and summarize them. We sold a few players in the summer just before we started the season. Tom Fellows to Southampton, Darnell Furlong to Ipswich, and others, and didn't replace them really. So we've got some gaps in recruitment which have not helped. We appointed Ryan Mason as our manager. It's obviously his first job, former Tottenham sort of youth coach. Was doing okay, but as we kind of hit a bit of a bad run, a bit of bad form, as you do in the Championship, he didn't really know what to do. And we kind of slipped steadily down the table, stopped winning. It was quite clear from sort of the start of December that Mason wasn't going to turn it around. He hadn't lost the dressing room. It just felt like he didn't really know what to do. Kind of inexperienced manager. And so rather than sacking him in the start of December, we let him limp on until the middle of January, in which time we lost 10 consecutive away games.